Outside the box, it's here now. Today's topic is a win-win society. For those who've heard the past few outside the box features, you may remember that I've been bad-mouthing competition. It's an inhuman activity, as Perry Seidman described it. But if we got rid of competition, what kind of competition-free society would we have instead? Would it be more cooperative and win-win? Here are a few ideas of what it might look like. If we work together with others more regularly instead of competing against them, we might actually be more friendly towards other people. Hard to believe, eh? We'd all be in the same boat, not struggling against others to get from a dinghy to a yacht. We might be less nationalistic and less antagonistic toward other nations, if we weren't competing against them to be number one, or trying to control their resources, or trying to benefit economically at others' expense. The term national interest might disappear. The two largest political parties might not be stuck in gridlock if they weren't competing with each other to attract more votes, win more votes in elections, and impose their ideas on the country. Representatives for local, state, and national governments could be chosen randomly, not by election. They could act in the best interests of those they represented and attempt to solve problems cooperatively. We could create new religions where cooperation rather than competition was extolled or even worshipped. We could stop destroying the environment as a way to compete more successfully. No more Superfund sites. We could stop trying to win debates and contests of any sort and figure out how to satisfy our ego needs through cooperative work and play. We could stop grading students in school. It would be all pass or fail, just to determine whether or not a student had the grasp of the material. No more obnoxious bumper stickers saying the car's owner's child is an honor student. Retailers might no longer compete to undersell each other and drive competitors out of business. Goods and services would be sold based on need, not marketing or to make a profit, so that everyone could make a decent wage. We might not be worried about someone else taking our jobs, but rather how to create workplaces where we could share the work. Next to last, and this is a tough one, we could stop watching Super Bowls, World Series, Olympic sports, ESPN, or weekly football games where athletes have forgotten about the fun of play. Finally, instead of glorifying competition and winners over losers, we could be congratulating, but not giving awards to, those who were especially successful at cooperating with others. No more winners and losers. No more contests. No more words like best or worst. Would you rather live in a more cooperative, win-win society than the one we have now? If so, how can we move toward that new society? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for chances to be a cooperator every day.